This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Israeli helicopters fired missiles at a Palestinian security compound in the Gaza Strip overnight, while on the West Bank, the army demolished Palestinian homes and maintained a curfew in Hebron. Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon has ordered the army to try to connect a Jewish settlement adjacent to Hebron to the Jewish enclaves in the heart of the city. The move to improve security follows Friday's Palestinian attack that killed 9 soldiers and 3 settlement security guards. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
As the settlers of Kiryat Arba buried 3 security guards yesterday, some mourners describe Prime Minister Sharon's call for territorial continuity between the Jewish population areas in Hebron as a bare minimum response to Friday's shooting attack. One man called for the expulsion of Arabs from the area. 46-year-old Ari Yesud, a 14-year resident of the Kiryat Arba settlement, says Friday's deadly shooting should finally convince Israel's leaders that simply placing barriers along the path where the attack occurred isn't enough.
As long as there are Palestinians here, there won't be peace. So we have to reach some kind of arrangement where we can expel them from here.
Sharon has long supported the idea of creating a secure zone for traffic from Kiryat Arba into Hebron and to the Tomb of the Patriarchs, a holy site revered by both Jews and Muslims. 6 years ago, when then-Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was negotiating the Hebron Agreement as part of the Oslo Accords, Sharon called for securing the path, known as Worshipper's Alley, where Friday's attack occurred. Netanyahu is now the foreign minister and the leading challenger to Sharon for the Likud party leadership in primaries later this month. Netanyahu says he now considers the 1997 agreement granting the Palestinian Authority control over most of the city to be null and void. Opposition lawmaker Naomi Chazan from the left-wing Meretz Party told Israel Radio that such a unilateral move is extremely dangerous.
Under the circumstances, this is totally unacceptable. You take the most sensitive place in the West Bank and make it even more inflammatory. It's a major error of policy.
While the government plans its next move, the settlers aren't waiting. Trailers and tents appeared near the site of Friday's shooting, apparently the beginning of a new settlement outpost. Tens of thousands of Palestinians who live in the area were confined to their homes by a tight military curfew. The curfew did not apply to the roughly 450 Jewish settlers living inside the city. Elsewhere in Hebron, the curfew was less strictly enforced, and Palestinian boys played soccer in the nearly empty streets, bouncing the ball off the shuttered shops. 30-year-old Akram Jaljoum watches the game and says the Israeli response to Friday's attack will only make life more miserable for the 130,000 Palestinians who live here.
The Israelis and Ariel Sharon has declared it today that they are going to kick out Palestinians and connect the settlements in Hebron with the settlement of Kiryat Arba. That means they are going to kick people out of their homes and deport them out in this bad economic situation.
Settler spokesman called the building of new settlements the classic Zionist response to terror. The existing Jewish enclaves in Hebron's old city began that way as a reply to Palestinian attacks. The settlers began as squatters until the Israeli government gave them permission to remain. For Palestinians in Hebron, the obvious solution is to move the few hundred settlers out of the city. Stuck in her house with her family, Lubna Abu Turki says under the current circumstances, things can only get worse.
Of course, because we live together. Prophet Muhammad said that there is no peace between the enemies or between the Israeli. So how can we live together?
Many settlers want thousands of Palestinians removed instead. So far, the Sharon government appears to be opting for a protected corridor for settlers. Neither side in this embattled city believes that will end the bloodshed. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Hebron.